Dublin, I think. Yeah, so yeah, welcome everybody, and we're going to start off with a little bit of introductions to the team, and then a little bit of an introduction to being on an online retreat, because not everybody will have done that. Maitri Pushpa is going to do a bit of an introduction to the theme and the retreat. And I just wanted to say that Ratnadeva will be joining us either sometime tomorrow or at least on Sunday, because he's still in Dublin. And I think we were trying to decide whether he was travelling back overnight or whether he's coming back tomorrow. But anyway, once he's back, he will be joining us. But today it's going to be me and Maitri Pushpa leading, and probably much of tomorrow. And so the team for the retreat is me, Maitri Pushpa, Ratnadeva, and we've got Amanda, who is very generously being our Zoom host. And she'll be sort of letting people in and welcoming and making sure we don't forget to record things so that we can stick them up later, because I always forget. Anyway, so I think we've got about 25 of us, including the team, but obviously not everybody will be able to manage every single session, which is one reason why we've got the website where you can find recordings. But anyway, let's just start off by maybe introducing ourselves. Maitri Pushpa, do you feel like introducing yourself?
Well, I guess I will. Good evening, everyone. Nice to see familiar faces and also new faces. Or sometimes I've just seen your names. Or I've even been in touch with a few of you by email, but I've not met you. So yes, I'm Maitri Pushpa, and this is Manjushri, who's keeping me in line with his sword. Yeah, I'm looking forward to. I was really happy to be able to co-lead again with Bodhi Leela on this retreat. It's such a valuable time from, I find, for stopping and reflecting, and then letting go of things, and then see what might open up. Because when we let go of things, create space. So it's a nice opportunity for me, and to do it in this kind of a context, I do appreciate. The only thing I'll say in addition to that is you may see our wonderful cat walking by at some point, and his name is Vajra, which, as some of you might know, means diamond thunderbolt, and he is a bit like that. So he's a good reminder of just being and just being part of the moment. Shall I hand over to Amanda?
Thank you, Maitri Pushpa. I'm really happy to be here. I think this is my sixth consecutive year of attending the West London Buddhist Centre annual New Year retreat. So, yeah, it's one of my favourites, probably my favourite. So, yeah, I'm really happy to be here and hopefully get to know a few of you more. It'll be fun, I'm sure.
Okay, and I'm Bodhi Leela, and yes, it's very nice to be here with you all, and I am very much also happy to be co-leading with Maitri Pushpa online. We actually co-lead the Saturday morning meditation class as well, but we've both been away quite a lot, so quite often it's just one of us leading it. But we did a lot through lockdown. We did sort of like a whole series of online Dharma courses together, which was a real delight. So I'm really looking forward to co-leading the retreat with Maitri Pushpa as well as with Ratnadeva. Yeah, so I don't know what you need to know. Been meditating and practicing the Dharma as best I can for, I don't know, a long time. And there's still always more to learn. And But it has very much changed my life, and I really value the opportunity to practice with people. And every time I'm on a retreat, whether it's virtual or in person, I go deeper and I have insights in it. You know, my practice benefits from it, but also there's that whole thing about being on a retreat, which is that we all have our individual practice, but we're also collectively practicing, and we kind of co-create a space, you know, to practice with each other and to support each other along that journey. And however long you've got, there's is exactly the right amount of time for everybody to go through their process of whatever will emerge that is live for them at that time. So, yeah, I used to be very sceptical about doing anything online, and then, of course, lockdown happened and we had to be online. And we experimented quite a lot with courses and retreats online, and I was, you know, I was really pleasantly surprised to realise how effective they could be and how deep one could go and how much you could connect with other people, you know, in this virtual space. You know, so much so that there's people that I met doing online courses and retreats that when they came to the centre, I kind of hadn't realised I'd never met them before, because it felt like we'd already got such a strong connection. So obviously it's a little bit different doing a retreat online to in person, and I don't know, I mean, some people might not have been on any retreats, some people might have been on residential retreats and not done online retreats, some people might have done online retreats and not residential retreats, and some people have done both. But I thought I would just say a little bit, because there are things they share in common, but they are slightly different as well. So obviously if you're going off on a residential retreat, you're going away from your home and your work and whatever there is around you, and you're going in usually into the countryside, and you know, you're literally with people, maybe sleeping in the same bedrooms with them, and you might be doing jobs with them and chopping vegetables and, you know, going for walks, having cups of tea, which we're not able to do in quite the same way on an online retreat. But then often what happens is you go away and you have this quite intense experience on a residential retreat, and then when you come back it's quite a bit of a shock, and it's hard to maintain it and integrate it into your everyday life. So one of the advantages I think of doing an online retreat is that you are still in your everyday life, and you are kind of like integrating it as you go along. But you can do things to sort of help you in that process. So, you know, especially if you're living with other people, it is helpful for them to know you're doing an online retreat, and maybe to sort of see if you can ask them to give you a bit more space and not to interrupt you. And, yeah, and maybe to do things like not have your phone on while we're doing the sessions and things like that, to try and create your own space around these sessions. Because we'll have basically usually three sessions a day, just that extra one on New Year's Eve. And then you've got all the space around it. Well, are you going to be busy, 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 log on, log off, and then get busy, busy, busy again? In which case, you might not get all the benefits of the retreat. But if you create a bit of space, and I know some people will have commitments and family and things that they have to do, but probably during the day there should be time when you might be able to go for a walk or just be quiet or have a cup of tea or do a bit of yoga or whatever it is. That would support you maybe on the retreat rather than just seeing it as, oh, I'm leading my everyday life and then I'm just coming to these sessions. You can almost like create your own solitary retreat with these sessions to sort of help you connect up with other people. And so it's probably good to make sure that you've got a space where you can be meditating, for instance, and if you want to have a space where you might be able to lie down or do a little bit of walking around, that might be something that you can explore. The transitions are harder, I think, on an online retreat, because, you know, you're doing something, then you can just switch on, just switch off, and then you're right back, and you can be, you know, go straight from doing a session to whatever else it might be, you know. And at least when you're away on a retreat, there's the journey there and the journey back that you've got to sort of absorb things. So I think, again, if you consciously think of creating a bit of transitional space for yourself, before and after the sessions if you can. That will probably help you to be more present and it not be so jarring. So Maitri Pushpa is going to be talking about the theme, but basically the structure is we've got the morning session where there'll probably be a little talk, some reflections, some practice, whether that's meditation or a bit of ritual or chanting, it can be a combination of things. And then in the afternoon at 3:30, for those people who want to, we'll be having small groups, which could be a real opportunity to connect with some people, share some of your experience, you know, and especially when things are going a bit deeper, sometimes people like to have that support of the other people in on the retreat. So it won't be that the groups are always with the same people, but there'll be people that are from the retreat and you'll have seen around and got a sense of. We'll say a bit more about how the groups operate for those. But people are free not to come to the groups, in which case just come for 4 o'clock and we'll have a session of practice or maybe Q&A or whatever emerges at that time, just for an hour. And then the evening, again, there'll be some reflections, there'll be some meditation, there'll be some kind of ritual. You know, it might be a puja, it might just be some chanting, you know, we'll see. So that's the basic outline of what's happening. Maitri Pushpa will talk about the theme and the arc of the retreat. If you miss a session, we'll try as quickly as we can to post it, but it might be a little bit of time before it goes up, but certainly by the next day, hopefully, you'll be able to access things that you've missed if you've missed a session. And they'll be kind of recorded and put on the website. And then the email that you got sent, there's a link to the retreat website. And then you can click on each day and find out what's there for the day. And I think just take this a bit, this seriously. You know, this is a space. You know, we've got 2 or 3 days where we can go deeper and do some reflection and some practice together and get supported by each other in that process. And I always think, you know, the end of the year, the beginning of the year is one of those sort of liminal spaces, but also has sort of a lot of significance. And it's sort of like, well, how are you going to start off the new year, you know? And what kind of an ending have you done to the last year? So I think it's always helpful to spend a bit of time exploring that, and exploring that together, I think will be a benefit to all of us. So yeah, just think that we're co-creating this space. We're trying to be as supportive to each other as possible, but also you've all got your own individual practice, and you know, trust what you need to do for that. Yeah, it's nice to be able to see people's faces, but if at times you feel that you don't want to have your screen on, that's fine. You know, if you want to meditate and lie down, that's fine. You know, or walk about or do whatever it is. You just choose what you need to do in order to stay present. Yeah. So I think that's probably all I'm going to say about that. Is there something I missed out? So, you know, like on a normal retreat, you'd have a retreat organizer who'd be like helping with all the practical stuff and also liaising between you and the retreat leaders. And or you could maybe stick a note up on a notice board and say you want to talk to one of the retreat leaders. So what we're doing is we've got a virtual organisers jar, which is basically the teaching at westlondonbuddhistcentre.com email. So if there's something that's happening in between the sessions or you want to contact one of us, you can just email there and it will get picked up. Yeah. Okay, so I think I'll leave it there and I'm going to pass you over to Maitri Pushpa.
Thank you, Bodhi Leela. That was very thorough. I don't think you've missed anything out. What do I have left to say? Well, as Bodhi Leela was saying, this is a valuable time of year. I'm just looking out the window. There's an almost full moon at the moment. But it's this time of year of we've just passed the shortest day, the longest night, and so we've gone into the dark and we're just starting to come a bit more out into the light. It might not feel like it at the moment. Sometimes it takes a few weeks for it to be a bit more noticeable, but so it can work on that level in terms of an opportunity to, you're going into we're in hibernation mode. We're still here for a while, but maybe starting to send some shoots out for what might be coming up over for us for the next week or months or even over the year. But it's valuable as well, I find, as to, well, how did I get here? What have I been through in this past week or months or year? I mean, for myself, I've had quite a personally sort of tumultuous year in terms of people in my life being very ill or a very close friend dying. And so that's an obvious transition. But also it's an opportunity just to stop and recognize our connections with self, with others. Where have I been? Where am I going? But this whole slowing down Bodhilila is talking about, particularly being in our home context, I think is a very valuable way of normalizing the practice of stopping, reflecting, seeing what's there, what's useful, what's no longer useful, letting it go, perhaps, if it's no longer useful. And that leaves a little breathing space for you and maybe for something new to come up. So that's the general theme, as we've already mentioned, and how that's going to play out over these next few days. Is we thought, in a way, tomorrow, Saturday, we'll be looking a bit more at the reflection part of what's where we've been, where we are. And we'll look at it not just in a cognitive, mental way, but we'll look at it in terms of the traditional trio of body, speech, and mind. So we'll access these aspects of ourselves through the body, maybe through chanting or how we talk, how we express ourselves, and also the quality, the character, the imagery of our minds. It's reflecting on what's here, where we are now. And then on the Sunday, we'll start the transition of opening to what might be coming up. And as we know, we never know what's coming up. Just like we, last year at this time, we would not have foreseen what has happened this past year, whether it's for ourselves, whether it's globally, whether it's in the universe. We can't foresee it. So there is that, the unknown. Things appear, things disappear, based on conditions, as we know, and things don't stick. Not always the same. There's that impermanence. So reflecting on the past, opening to what comes up, is just another way of approaching that central Buddhist notion of impermanence. Don't know what's happening? Let me see what might come up. I can't grab onto it, but I'll be with it while it's here. So that will be Sunday. We'll sort of be opening to that. And then on New Year's Day, after Willis, for those of us who are energetic enough to see in the new year with ritual and chanting, on the Monday, in a way, we'll be bringing together those aspects of reflection and opening. And we'll be doing that. We'll have a morning session and an afternoon session on that day. So that's, as Bodhilila said, that's sort of the arc of where we're going to be. But you might find at any point really where you want to be staying is, or where you need to be dwelling, might be more in the opening or might be more in the reflection. Or do they have to be different? It might be just a label that's helpful, or maybe it's not helpful, but feeling into what's going to be appropriate for you to be present in your transition from maybe from the darkness to the light, maybe in a calendar year, whatever it might be for you. Maybe it's from being away from work and having to go back to work, whatever it might be. Using this time for yourself to find that space to be intimate with yourself, intimate with your experience, and curious. Yeah. So you have the outline of the structure of the retreat. As Bodhi Leela said, there's tomorrow there'll be a 10:30 to 12:30 session, the 3:30 to 5 session, and the evening session, same time as this, 7 to 8:30. Sunday will be the same plus the evening session, 11 p.m. until 12:15, and then the Monday will have the morning session, 10:30 to 12:30, and then the afternoon closing circle. That's on the website, it's in your email. But again, if you have any questions of what's next, do feel free to email that email address that Amanda's put in the chat. And does anyone have a question right now about the structure of the retreat? You can put your paw up or just unmute. Okay. So we thought we'll have a 5-minute break now, so that'll take us to 8:30 the hour. And when we return, we'll start moving out of the practicalities and into the retreat itself. We'll start with a dedication ceremony, a meditation, and then close with a mantra. So if people like to return at 7:30, that'd be great. See you then. So as we do the move into, say, the retreat proper, we'll start with the dedication ceremony. And courtesy of Zoom, what we'll do instead of having Zoom cacophony in the response, I will do the line, and then Bodhi Leela will do the response. And Amanda, if you could spotlight the two of us, that would be great. That would be pretty good. Thank you. So just wait a moment or two. Great. Thank you. Great.
So, am I?
You were. Oh.
Okay.
There you are.
Okay, great.
Lovely. Okay. So, just a quick reminder of what a dedication ceremony is about. An opportunity to explicitly, consciously, verbally, turn our hearts and minds with respect towards what we're doing. We automatically go into something without just stopping and acknowledging what we're about to do, and also pay respect to it. So I love this sense of dedicating. So We're not just spending these days together online as another way of being in front of the computer. To be honest, that isn't what I need, is extra time in front of the computer. But what I do need is time practicing with other people. So I am dedicating this time consciously, explicitly, with all of you. So it's almost me making it public, us making it public with each other. It's a really good way of not only committing ourselves to something communal, but also committing ourselves to it. So this is a Buddhist dedication ceremony where we turn towards what we're doing, dedicating the space to whatever might come up within the context of our practice together, and we frame it in terms of the three jewels of the Buddha, the Dharma's teaching, the Sangha, us, those who are practicing in whatever way we choose to practice. So, as I said, just to make sure, I can't see at the moment, is everyone but Bodhi Leo and I muted? You could check that, Amanda. So it looks like you're muted, Bodhi Leo. Thank you. Great. So, not only are we dedicating with our voice, but body and mind. So first, just being conscious of whether where you're sitting or lying or standing, wherever you find the body needs to be present, where it feels at ease, where it feels alert, where it feels like you're taking your space, so that you can dedicate yourself, your thoughts, your practice to this time we're going to share together. Maybe taking a few deeper breaths to further arrive, to be present for this dedication. Or settle in a bit more to your space, into body, into supports. Dedication ceremony. We dedicate this space to the three jewels.
We dedicate this space to the three jewels.
To the Buddha.
To the Buddha.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
To the Dharma.
To the Dharma.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
To the Sangha.
To the Sangha.
The spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
The spiritual fellowship with one another, which we enjoy.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
To the observance of the five precepts.
To the observance of the five precepts.
We dedicate this space.
we dedicate this space
to the practice of meditation.
To the practice of meditation.
We dedicate this space.
We dedicate this space.
To the development of wisdom.
To the development of wisdom.
We dedicate this space.
We dedicate this space.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
We dedicate this space.
We dedicate this space.
Though in the world there is strife.
Though in the world there is strife.
Here may there be peace.
Here may there be peace.
Though in the world there is hate.
Though in the world there is hate.
Here may there be love.
Here may there be love.
Though in the world there is grief.
Though in the world there is grief.
Here may there be joy.
Here may there be joy.
Not only by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not only by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not only by the sprinkling of holy water.
Not only by the sprinkling of holy water.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
We dedicate this place, space.
We dedicate this space.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
Here seated.
Here seated.
Here practicing.
Here practicing.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
With body, speech and mind.
With body, speech and mind.
We dedicate this space.
We dedicate this space.
Thank you, Bodhilila. So continuing on with that sense of settling, that sense of just being present for how we are right now, we'll move slowly into a period of meditation. So first noticing, how did those words, how did that ritual land with you in body? Is there a sense of settling or perhaps a noticing of jitteriness or energy, maybe weariness? The time to readjust, resettle the physical form. Whether you're lying down, maybe moving to a chair, standing. Adding another blanket, taking one off, whatever it may be. As we move into this retreat, this sense of dedication, committing yourself, it's also a way of showing up for yourself and being kind and respectful to yourself. Another way of saying, doing what you need to do in this period of practice. Beginning to sense how the energy is in your body. Choosing what you want to do with it. That too is part of our dedication. Dedicate from where we are. As we reflect from where we are. As we move into a more explicit body awareness, thinking from this, what's helpful for you? There isn't a right or a wrong way. There are suggestions or creating your space, just be present. Noticing what a sense of commitment or dedication might mean for you right now. Starting to have a sense of a steady base and body. Which we can lean into. Leaning into supports below or behind, underneath us. As well as the supports within us, our bones, muscles, the support of lungs breathing, heart beating. Dropping into supports from outside in and inside out. That might mean a sense of bones heavier in the legs to create that sense of base, sturdiness, steadiness. Still that gentle pulse, that rhythm of being alive, breathing. Heart beating. allowing the feet to feel a little freer. If you're standing, sitting, lying down, walking, letting them spread, letting them unfurl. Letting them drop into support, as well as feel the many bones within. Not only a sense of dropping into the support within and without, a spreading, taking up our space, going into the space created by the breath. Gentle expansion of the in-breath. That nourishment, that energy. And as we breathe out, resting into the space created. Enjoy the space, that stability. And also that movement. Allowing arms and hands to also take up their space, find where they need to be, where they want to be right now. Being curious about how the hands are. They open, they touching each other. Maybe noticing sensation in hands. Maybe a looseness or a tightness. Maybe you're imagining hands holding space. Whether you're sitting or lying down or standing, allowing the torso once again hang off its inner support, the spine, the ribs. Rest into the rhythm and dance of breathing. Is there a sense of space? Feeling it come, feeling it go. Perhaps becoming more aware of the sensation of the heart beating. Breathing. Maybe just a gentle movement of being alive. I'm sensing where the face is right now. How is it feeling? Is there a tightness, softness, both, something else? Maybe even touching it to get a sense of what is happening right now. And our face, be open to space. Be open to reflecting what's here, what has been. And what might be let go of. Around the eyes, around the jaw, around the mouth. Chins, areas we can hold tension, fear, sadness, joy, feeling into what's there. Feeling into is another way of reflecting. Noticing as we feel into. Notice change. The impermanence of tightness, softness. Dial it up, dial it down. These next 15 minutes or so, we've been into a period of being with, continuing to reflect on body. It's following sensations, awareness, thoughts, just sitting. With the gift of paying attention every now and then. feeling into where you are right now. The mind, the heart, the body. Now Bodhilila will take ourselves into a mantra to close our session this evening.
So we'll end with the Shakyamuni mantra. The mantra of the historical Buddha, and one of the more reflective, I think, tunes for the mantra. And then I suggest at the end we just leave quietly. If you want to say something, just post it in the chat. Muni, Muni, Mahamuni, Shakyamuni, Sadhu. 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 Muni, Shakyamuni, Sadhu. Muni, Muni, Mahamuni, Shakyamuni, Sadhu. Muni, Mahamuni, Shakyamuni, Sadhu. Muni, Muni, Mahamuni. Shakyamuni Sadhu. Muni Muni Mahamuni 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 Shakyamuni Sadhu. Muni Muni We'll end this session there. Taking time and care how you transition from this space to the shared virtual space. Maybe bringing some of the reflective qualities or awareness or being a bit more grounded. If you're feeling that into your space at home or wherever you are. And we'll be back at 10:30 tomorrow morning.